Well, this man, he certainly could celebrate a few Origin wins as well. Quite a few, to say the least. 430 NRL games and another grand final win just recently for the Melbourne Storm against Penrith. His book, The Storm Within, has been launched, and he joins us kindly on the phone now. Cameron Smith. Cameron, morning to you.
G'day, Mido. How you going?
Yeah, going really well, thanks, mate. What have you made about the reaction that the book has had so far, particularly certain excerpts to it as well?
Well, there's certainly been a lot said about it, hasn't it? I haven't seen all of the reaction to it, but it's certainly been passed on to me. But I've been a little bit busy the last couple of days. But at the end of the day, it's my story and my opinion, and I knew that it would divide opinion across the sporting world and the public in general, and that's okay. Like, I'm comfortable with that, and people will have their own opinions of my story and my thoughts about my career and my life so far. And I'm not trying to convince people of what they should believe and what they shouldn't. It's about me telling my thoughts to people who want to purchase my book. And if people disagree with that, that's fine. That's okay. I'm certainly happy with that. But I just took the opportunity that I was given to tell my story about how I became an NRL player, some of the things that happened along the way throughout my career thus far, and what it was that helped me achieve the things I've achieved.
Yeah, Smitty, I see Andrew Webster ghost wrote it. How much time did you dedicate to it, buddy? And were you very hands-on? Like, are we reading, Andrew Webster writing your words?
No, hey, Clarky, mate, we spent a fair bit of time together. I'm talking a couple of weeks down in Melbourne.
Yeah.
At the end of last year, and I must admit, when I was first approached to write my autobiography, I was a little bit hesitant to take it on. To be fair, I've always been quite a private person, and happy to just. All I've ever wanted to do is just go and play footy and live my life with my family. And I've never wanted to be in any headlines or be in the spotlight or anything like that. But it took some convincing for me to take it on. And but I must say, it was a thoroughly enjoyable experience.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And I'd like to think that I think Webby's done a fantastic job, and that's the reason why I picked him to help me write the story. Mm. But it's most definitely my words, and along with Webby's help. But yeah, it wasn't a book that I sat down and spoke about. Some of the things that happened in the career and my life, and Webby's just gone away and written his version. Yeah, everything sort of come back to me, and I was quite meticulous in how I wanted it to read and the way it came across. And so what you read when you pick up my book, or if you buy my book, is my words entirely, with the help with Webby, of course. But it's what my opinion is on certain subjects, and pretty much my story of from where my journey began as a young fella up here in Queensland, in Logan City, to where I am now. And I hope people get a bit more of an insight into who I am as a person, and what actually helped me get to where I am today as a footballer.
Yeah, Smithy, great to have you on the program, mate. You wrote in the book about the disappointment of the premierships being taken off you guys, but how do you respond to people saying it's wrong, to criticise the NRL for the loss of the Storm's premiership, and you should sort of lay the blame at the club's leadership at the time?
Yeah, well, hey, Loz, thanks for having me on, mate. I don't think I really need to respond to the way people have reacted to my opinion. At the end of the day, it's my opinion on the matter, and to me, that's what counts. And as I said before, people are going to disagree or agree with my thoughts, and if you disagree with them, that's okay. That's your opinion. Mm. I think what's happened over the last couple of days, there's been some headlines and some stories that have portrayed my thoughts a little bit differently to what they say in the book, where I think it's been twisted a bit to say that I blame David Gallop entirely for what happened in Melbourne. At no stage do I think that you know, unfortunately there was some mistakes made and some decisions made that got us in that position from administrators at our club. The thing that I was most disappointed with was the process in which it was handled. There was salary cap breaches that were made aware to the NRL, and without any investigation, that's when the penalties were handed down. Whereas we've seen in recent times with other clubs, and I'm not trying to point fingers here, but there's been recent situations with other clubs where there's been thorough investigation before any penalties were handed down. I just think that process was much better than what was given to our club way back in 2010.
Did you see David Gallop came out and just said, you're just plain wrong? What's your reaction to that, Cameron?
I don't really have a reaction to that, Middo, because... Yeah. As I said, they're my thoughts. So if they're my own thoughts and I'm honest about them, that's okay. If David feels I'm wrong, then that's okay. I'm happy with that. And if other people feel I'm wrong, then I'm okay with that as well.
Smitty, sorry, buddy. Yeah. Continue. Sorry, mate.
Sorry, Clarky. Yeah, no. As I said, by writing this book, I'm not trying to convince anyone. You know, feel as though everything I say is right, and they should believe me, and they should believe my version of events. It's really about sharing what I felt at the time, and what actually transpired through that season. And I guess people, you know, they dwell on, you know, the punishments, and they didn't play for any points, and all this sort of stuff. But there's much more to that year than just those things. And I try to expand on. Yeah, the way we felt and what transpired through that year with not only the effect it had on the players and the coaches and the staff of the Melbourne Storm, but like our immediate families, like our partners, our wives, our children, our extended families back in our respective homes, you know, whether that was New Zealand, New South Wales, Queensland, Fiji, Papua New Guinea, wherever our players were from, and the effect it had on those people as well with, which I don't think a lot of people were aware of. So, and from that, how it built, a sense of resilience or mental strength to get through a season that was so difficult, and then to then turn that around so quickly, in 2011 become minor premiers. 2012 we won the premiership. Only 2 years after. Having half of our organisation wiped out.
Yeah, and Smitty, obviously, I'm sure you're aware, there's been so much talk about your plans for next season and beyond. And to be straight, I think we've discussed it a number of times, and so many of our listeners have messaged and rung in that there's no doubt you've earned the time and the respect that you deserve to make whatever decision you do. But I was really interested in your comments after the GF that you haven't had a lot of your mates that have retired had something come over them. They woke up one day and thought, you know what, my time's up, my time's done. The fact you haven't felt that yet, that must be, and again, I'm looking at this as a footy fan who wants to see you keep playing for much longer. That must be a great place for you to be, though, buddy, at 37 years of age, that you've still got that desire to, you know, to keep playing.
Yeah, it's great, Clarky. And, you know, you've played at the highest level more than most. So you would know about, you know, as your career is winding down and how you're feeling. And the same with you, Loz, as well, mate. And, you know, I've spoken to, and I outline in the book, you know, I spoke with Jonathan Thurston, I spoke with Billy Slater at length, actually. You know, I've spoken to Paul Gallen throughout the last 18 months at times when we've caught up. And they told me that they just knew that at some point, whether it was in the middle of a game, at the end of a game, during the middle of a training session, or one day when they just got out of bed and thought, nah, I can't do this anymore. Mm. I haven't had that feeling. I just haven't had that feeling, and
it's unreal.
I can't give an answer or an explanation why. Because I think that's what a lot of people are sort of scratching their heads and saying, "Well, mate, this bloke's 37. Surely he's had enough, or he can't do it anymore." But you know, I think being in part of a club like the Melbourne Storm, where we've just cycled through so many young players over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, where, you know, greats of our club and the game, like Ryan Hoffman, Cooper Cronk, Billy Slater, have all moved on. we've just cycled through some young players, and maybe that's given me some renewed energy and the feeling I have around training and playing. So at the moment, yeah, I feel great. You know, it's always nice coming off a premiership too, I must admit. You always feel good about, you know, the following year. But I think what was asked of me towards the back end of the year is that, you know, why don't you go around again? You're playing good footy. You're contributing still to the team. Why don't you just play, like, if that's the case? But as you'd both know, you know, it takes a lot more than just, you know, performances on the weekend to play at the highest level. And I've certainly got my own personal standards that I want to play at. And that you need a level of commitment and a level of sacrifice to be at that level every week. So that, I think that's the main question that I need to answer myself, is that am I willing to commit to those standards and give up all the things I've given up throughout my career to play at that high standard again? Because if I'm not, I'm not the type of person that's just going to roll out, because I can still play the game okay and not put in those high standards every week.
Smithy, you know, no one's had a greater career than you, but have you had or got any regrets from your career?
Well, mate, I haven't.
Apart from not coming to the Tigers.
Come on, Clarky. But boys, I don't have any that spring out. I've certainly finished, you know, games and seasons where I've looked back and thought, you know what, I wish I did this, or I feel I could have been better in this area, but there's nothing in particular in my career where I regret anything I've done. And I know in the book it outlines a lot of, well, not a lot, there's a handful of moments in my career that, you know, a little bit controversial, but, you know, that's just part and parcel of being a part of the game for such a long time. At some point, there's going to be something, a hurdle that comes along the way. But, you know, I'd like to think that for my entire career, I've handled things the way I've handled them and the way I believe was the right way to handle things. And I've gone out and played the game, which I feel is the right way to play. So, yeah, I haven't got any regrets at all, Oz.
Just before you go, Cameron, go the Blues tonight, yeah?
Yeah, oh, Vito, please, come on, mate. Come on. I'm up here in Queensland spending the last bit of the season up here with my family, and we're enjoying it. So I'm heading along to the game tonight, and, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. It's been a great series so far. It's obviously been a very different series with playing week on week, something that we haven't done in Origin before. So I'm just hoping these young Queenslanders, you know, really grasp the opportunity they have. You know, they're playing in front of what's going to be a packed Suncorp Stadium with, you know, so many Queenslanders behind them, and they go out and play well and make everyone really proud. When they wake up tomorrow morning, they're proud of what their team produced tonight, and hopefully we get the victory and take that shield back off the Blues. Bloody hell.
Oh, gee, I hope not. But your book, The Storm Within, available. We really appreciate you giving us some time on a huge media tour, no doubt you're doing today, Cameron. Thanks so much.
No worries. Thanks for having me, boys.